The Sable Queen stood at the back of the slow-moving advance, urging the ravagers forward.
They can't get us all with a few boulders. Double march them, Grack! The quicker we reach that hill of rubble, the sooner we'll make an end of it. The woodlanders are still outnumbered. We can do it with one good charge. Speed up the chant! Get them moving!
Grack could see great things ahead for himself. Boldly, he marched along with the rear ranks roaring out.
Wait till we get in there, bullies! You can eat all you like, sleep on soft beds and be waited on tail and pulled by woodlander slaves. Sable Queen Valaya, kill, kill, kill!
Not committed yet to a head-on charge, the ravagers broke into a shambling trot, waving their weapons and taking up the call which spurred them on.
Kill, kill, kill! Victory to Valaya, Sable Queen!
Having left Redwall by the small north wall gate with a heavily armed force, Buckler, Django and a crew of Gaussian warriors sped silently along to put the plan into action. Emerging from the woodlands north of the ravages, they hurried over the path, then slipped quietly into the ditch. A short time thereafter, they were in the main gate area, peering over the ditch top at the unsuspecting vermin advance. The Gaussian were in two lines, one behind the other. Buckler commanded the front line.
Put shafts to bowstrings and make every arrow count. On my word now, stand, draw, shoot!
The front rank of ravagers was taken by surprise. The sudden volley of barbed shafts hit them hard. Buckler signalled his archers to stand back. Django took over.
Back row, forward, slings and javelins. Stand, throw, fall back!
This time, it was a salvo of stones and fire-hardened ashwood javelins which hit home, thinning the ravager horde. They fell flat, returning the missiles with their own stones, spears and arrows. Valaya lay face down on the flatland, striking at Grack's footpaws.
Get them up! Keep going! We're almost there!
Orders rang out from the ditch. More shafts, javelins and slingstones pelted down on the vermin. Grack was about to rise when a dull whoomp rent the air. Black smoke billowed out, followed by sparks and flames. Django tossed the empty cauldron of dirty kitchen fat on the blazing battering ram. Slapping his ears with a paw, he blinked through the billowing haze.
Scorched me ears, whiskers and blinking eyebrows to a frazzled day. Ahoy, Buck!
Buckler shoved the shrewd chieftain ahead of him, along the ditch bottom with the rest of his Gaussian fighters.
Hurry, mate, back to the abbey while they're still wondering what happened.
Selamol Gergi and Axel Stainclaw met them at the north wall gate. As they piled in, Buckler locked the gate behind them.
Anything to report here?
Axel's eyes were still blood-tinged from the berserk fury. He was limping about in circles as he touched his snout in a brief salute.
We accounted for three of thee vermin, sir. He fought and throwed himself from me wall-top and perished without offering a fight. We'm awaiting further orders, sir, thank ye kindly.